the street light on the corner of the town hall flickers in the twilight. A lady with her hair in a ponytail places large sheets of white paper over the trestles that skirt the dance floor. The doorman slips in the sawdust as he rushes across the hall to close a side door. A man with slicked back hair, parted in the middle, places the strap of his banjo over his head and steps up to the microphone. It's the Roots and Blues Hour, brought to you once a month by South Australian Roots and Blues. Welcome downloaders to Podcast 48. And in this podcast, we uncork yet another rich, earthy, mature selection of fine roots and blues music for you.
Saturday night, my
down my line. That was I'm a Slave from his second studio album, Supply and Demand. And just looking at the promo sheet that came with the album, it goes on to say, what makes this album such a satisfying listen is its balance. There are stark introspective moments, poignant moments of narration, and streams of light that lift the listener just as the darkness begins to settle. But it doesn't mention anything about those bittersweet, mournful vocals of his. And besides, I like music where the darkness begins to settle. So listeners, podcast 48 from South Australian Roots and Blues now presents for you a medley of songs devoted to darkness beginning to settle. Here are some songs about death, just to remind you about your mortality.
I knew my love was true, truer than I knew, and only afterwards I was wounded by my words. How badly I was hurt, tears in my ears for the things I said, and the poison going round my head, making friends with the dead, making friends with the dead. I met true love's madness. Does it always make sense? My moves are carefully planned, or is it just coincidence? From the moment of my birth, when I landed on this earth, and I crawled straight ahead, or to you was I led, making friends with the dead, making friends with the dead. Are you my friend or my mirror? If you're my friend, come nearer. Make it clearer. Protect you from harm, from everything that comes your way. Are you here? Will you stay? I'm not asking you anyway. I'm just waiting for a brand new day, or whatever else instead. Friends with the dead, making friends with the dead, making friends with the dead,
making friends with the dead. That is singer-songwriter Elliot Murphy. Born in Long Island and now based in Paris, Murphy certainly is a passionate and literate musician. He has toured France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Scandinavia, but not Australia. He has had collections of his short stories and novels published in Europe during the last couple of years. He has released well over a dozen albums. That's Elliot Murphy, and from his 2007 album, Coming Home Again, we featured the track Making Friends with the Dead.
Sadly singing with tremulous breath, we stand by the mystical stream. In the valley of darkness we quiver from death. Death is no more than a dream. Only a dream, only a dream of glory beyond the dark stream. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking. But death is only a dream. Of Jesus supreme in the mansions of glory prepared for the blessed. For death is no more than a dream, only a dream, only a dream of glory beyond the dark stream. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking. But death is only a dream.
For the harmonica. Gob Iron, also the name for a musical collaboration between Jay Farrar and Anders Parker. Now here are two musicians with a similar interest in atmospheric guitar-based music that embraces both folk and country. Their album, Death Songs to the Living, contains traditional folk tunes with reworked lyrics and melodies. Gob Iron contributing there to our medley where darkness begins to settle, and it was the song Death is Only a Dream.
Come along, my dear, the time is growing near. We'll have to walk down, for the field is overgrown. Consumption's claimed his life. We dare not miss the sight of the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. We've had some hard times these last few years. Lost the farm, almost lost our spirits too. Heard that man sing. We knew somehow we'd make it through. I can hear that whistle blow. That old train is moving slow. Sounds like he's crying for the singing brave man too. want you to remember. Stay, you are grown. How your mama and your dad were so proud and so sad, watching the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. Blow. That old train is moving slow. Sounds like he's crying for the singing brave man too. Back to the sunny south he'll go, and he'll never roll no more. There's a train, oh hold me close, oh sweetheart too. Oh, 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 oh.
Now there is a song and a voice that together tug at the heartstrings. The voice belongs to Iris DeMent, and it's a voice that certainly delivers a moving and mournful tone to that song by Greg Brown called The Train Carrying Jimmy Rogers Home. And that's just one of the many highlights from the 2002 album Going Driftless, an artist's tribute to Greg Brown. My Name is Buddy, the latest album from Rai Kuda, an album that renders in music, words and pictures the travels of three unlikely cohorts. It's Buddy the Cat, Lefty the Mouse, and Reverend Tom Toad. Together they meander through the West in the days of labour camps, big bosses, farm failures, strikes, company cops, hobos and trains. Yes, it's the America of yesteryear. Let's join Buddy the Cat as he reminisces about a real good friend of his.
While the DJ played, You're Cheating Hard Again. Well, buddy, you know there's something mighty strange about trying to live a life of fame, you see. It's supposed to make me happy. All it does is worry me. Nobody else seems to understand the things that I go through. Only time I feel peaceful is when I'm riding around with you. You've heard it on the radio. Hank has passed away in the backseat of that Cadillac. It's true. To you, he's just a legend now. To me, he's still a friend. Now you don't know Hank Williams like I do. Now you don't know Hank Williams like I do.
Hank has passed away in the backseat of his Cadillac. No, you don't know Hank Williams like I do. Hank Williams was a real good friend of Buddy the Red Cat, a cat that understands a real good country song. And I'm not convinced that that is one of them. I bet that track, however, finds its way onto Lone Tony Joe's radio show. That's on 3DFM every alternate Saturday, and that's from 11 a.m. through to 1 p.m.
I'm digging a grave in the moonlight. I'm digging a grave where we lay, hoping the sun won't ever come up and there'll be no compromise again.
Singer-songwriter Micah Hinson with one of his winsome tales of love, loss and regret. Micah Hinson and the Opera Circuit, digging a grave in the moonlight and hoping the sun won't ever come up, and contributing to Podcast 48's medley of songs over which the darkness begins to settle. We'll be right back. Well, listeners, just giving you a moment's silence there to recover your senses from those tormented and howling vocals, set to some crashing percussion and screeching fiddle, guitar, ukulele and banjo, along with some thundering trombone. That was the rocking revelry of a band called Odeath, a band of six desperate wandering lost souls from the Appalachian Mountains, perhaps? No. Just six regular guys from downtown Brooklyn. That's Odeath with the opening track from their debut album, Head Home.
Some sounds in our town you can hear no longer. They came in from the south, made the cold a little warmer. From the dampening hands of a little man, they put a bottleneck to wire. It's a sound I wish I could hear longer. It's a sound. It's a sound I wish I could hear longer. Like everyone who comes here, there's always a story. With a little dirty pasture filled in old glory, underneath a guitar sound that found danced a happy boy steeped in endless tone. Then he backed up every songster, lit the tattoo on fire. Could have been all dirty blues thrown in gospel water, but that's not all. He was a good man, he loved his son and daughter. Some sounds in our town you can hear no longer. They came in from the south, made the cold a little warmer. From the dampening hands of a little man who put a bottle. It's a sound I wish I could hear longer. It's a sound I wish I could hear longer. Like this, there are wicked ways to go. You can freeze to death half a mile out of town, take your last breath in the snow. You got one more chance to love inside his soul. From an East Coast girl who gave more than she knows. Some sound in our town you can hear no longer. They came in from the south, made the cold a little warmer. From the dampening hands of a little man, he put a bottleneck to wire. It's a sound I wish I could hear. It's a sound I wish I could hear longer. It's a sound.
That was a Gordy Boy, not from the north of England, but from the Yukon in Canada. Gordy Tendries, with the title track from his latest album, Bottleneck to Wire.
Everything, every little thing has a limit you will find.
That's the Huckleberry Swedes with a track from their EP. Now there's a band that local downloaders will need to catch around town, probably at the Wheaty. Check out Gig Guide at www.sablues.org for details. That's the Huckleberry Swedes. And thanks to Bob the Punter for catching up with the band and passing that EP on to us here at South Australian Roots and Blues. Singer-songwriter Colin Lindon, and that's from his 1997 album through the storm, through the night.
Make sure your baby's well tucked in a blanket in the basket of a backseat of a wagon that don't run on air. If you can't afford the fuel, pray you get the passion to keep the spirit rolling and get on out of here. Get to leave. Get to leave. Get to leave. Get to leave. With rumors of a better world once you get to leave. A nickel's worth of comfort and a thimble full of luck. May you make out with a buck more than you'll ever need. This planet made of rock, hard liquor and discomfort. Rumors of a better world once we get to leave. 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 Rumors of a better world once we get to leave. Shadowing the season of change. The big winds blow and they rearrange. Tending the garden of change. The weeds come in and they rearrange. Maybe it's the angle of the sun when it's such a twisted light, or the impossible darkness of a starless night. Triangle of three lovers in need of fresh light, or the maniac mindings of a monocled monk with a nickel's worth of comfort and a thimble full of luck. May you make out with a buck more than you'll ever need. This planet made of rock, hard liquor and discomfort, with rumors of a better world once we get to leave. Now get to leave. Get to leave. Get to leave. Get to leave. Get to leave.
Rumors of a better world once we get to leave. Langwood and Rye, that's songsmith Howie Gulb, who delves into many a Dust Bowl song on that his 2006 album called Snow Angel Like You. John Mellencamp has released an album of all new material called Freedom's Highway. One critic referred to it as Mellencamp's State of the Union Address. Well, one song that doesn't sound too much like an anthem to the good old US of A is this protest ballad called Jim Crow. In it, Mellencamp is joined by Joan Baez.
Jim's probably laying in paradise beneath his feet.
Enjoying the cool morning breeze, smelling flowers as he goes.
Looks like he changed his ways.
Originated in a song performed by Daddy Rice, a white minstrel show entertainer of the 1830s. Rice covered his face with charcoal paste and then sang and danced a routine and caricature of a silly black person. By the 1850s, the character of Jim Crow was a standard act in minstrel shows across America. The term Jim Crow is now largely associated with racist laws of segregation and the denial of people their civil rights. This stereotypical image of an African American in the persona of Jim Crow, historically though, occupies quite an important place in the development of popular music, and ironically it opened the way for the vital and positive contribution that African Americans were to make to popular music.
Resolution Road, who's your friend and who's your foe? And how do you tell the one from the other? Who's on the inside? Who's undercover? Who looks like you do? Resolution Road,
like you do.
When it's sinking,
just like you do. Resolution Road. That's Catherine Pollitt, whose music melds her native Scots folk with that of American alt-country. Resolution Road, a track from Catherine Pollitt's album of 2003 called Fault Lines.
Well, here I am.
That's the alt-country indie pop balladeers from Vancouver, the Big Utanias. A Little Blues, a track there from their latest album, Hello Love. Well, listeners, that brings to a close podcast 48. Hope you catch our next Blues Time podcast that comes your way in a fortnight's time. Podcast 49 will feature Chris Finnan in Electric Mode. In the meantime, from South Australian Roots and Blues, it's bye for now.